The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Okay, so as a guy, you pop the question, you love her. Let's get married. Let's spend our life together. Then your friends say to you, or someone, some wisdom, hey, you know what? Have you guys done premarital counseling? That'd be good. That'd be good. I think a lot of people go, what? What do we need to get? We're getting married. Why do we need to go see a therapist? What's a therapist have to got to do with our marriage? Well, Pastor Bill Glaze is with us. He's going to talk about premarital counseling. And Bill, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you guys? Well, it was good to see that you're going to be back in the studio. I know that it's been a long time since you've been able to do that.
Yeah, it has been a long time, Bill.
We'd like to welcome you back into the studio to be with us, Bill.
You know what? I'll look forward to that.
Terrific. Now, I think we should all wear Steeler gear.
Hey, that sounds like a plan to me. Hopefully they're getting it together, and we're going to see a good run from the Steelers this year.
Yeah, and you're going to forget whatever dalliance you've had with the Dallas Cowboys, for crying out loud.
Dalliance. Speaking of premarital counseling.
Anyway, Bill, okay, so premarital counseling, I think John's right. I think a lot of people who might be outside the church, and probably a lot of people inside the church, well, what do I need counseling for? We haven't been married long enough to screw anything up.
Right. And you know, that's the reaction that, you know, we get from a lot of people. We have a counseling ministry here at our church, and I actually have written a book on premarital counseling. And a lot of people, you know, think that, and John hit the nail on the head, they think when you hear the word counseling that it seems to indicate you have some type of problem. But that's not the case at all. You know, premarital counseling is actually, you know, preparation for the marriage. So it's not assuming that there's a problem there. It's just assuming that, you know, everybody needs to get equipped for marriage. You know, I do a marriage, a premarital counseling seminar, and I start the seminar off by asking the question, what is the number one reason for divorce? And, you know, people come up with all kind of answers, money, you know, some will say, you know, adultery, and, you know, go on and on. And I say the number one reason for divorce is marriage. That if people never got married, they would never get divorced. And so when you think about, you know, marriage, if people have been equipped and if they have been prepared to get married, then the chances of them staying married are a lot better. Howard Hendricks, who was a professor at Dallas Theological Seminary, he said this: one reason for failed marriages is we choose to marry a person that we don't know. And so that's the purpose of premarital counseling, is to get you to know the person that, you know, you're getting ready to get married to. And when you think about and this, you know, when I researched this information, this was like 5-6 years ago, that the average cost of a wedding, when you think about the ceremony, when you think about the flowers, the rings, the music, the video, the reception, the honeymoon, that the average cost is around $30,000. And so people are spending $30,000, you know, on a wedding, but how much time and energy and money are they spending on a marriage? You know, the thing that's going to equip them to stay married. You know, I think of, you know, myself and my wife, when we got married, we were college students. I was a junior in college, and my wife was a sophomore, and we got married in February on the weekend. And Monday, you know, we were back in class. You know, I'm going to say that, you know, probably our wedding cost every bit of maybe $600. And, you know, 44 years later, you know, we are still married. Now, probably it's because my wife has been a lot more patient with me and kind of hung in there. But, you know, when you think about that, you know, people are investing more in the wedding than they are in the marriage. And, you know, I've been a pastor and I've married, in my years and over 30 years in ministry, you know, I've married many people and I've seen some of the most elaborate, extravagant weddings that you ever want to see. I mean, you know, weddings where, you know, when we got finished with the ceremony, there was like four stretch limousines that pulled up in front of the church. And we went to this big hall where there was a great reception. And then, you know, 6 months later, you know, the couple was getting divorced. And so, you know, you look at that and you wonder, you know, had they really been prepared and had they really been equipped for marriage? So, I definitely believe that premarital counseling, you know, does not indicate that there's a emotional problem or issue. But premarital counseling says, hey, you know, I'm getting ready to, you know, marry somebody for a lifetime. You know, we require, you know, people to get driver's license and they have to go through a lot of stuff for that. But for people to get married, you know, where they're going to bring kids into this world, where they're going to, you know, have a family that's supposed to be for a lifetime. You know, they're not spending any time at all, you know, preparing themselves, you know, for the marriage.
Pastor Bill Glaze is with us in Bethany Baptist Church in the Homewood neighborhood here in the city of Pittsburgh. So, Bill, that's great. I mean, you just paint a very vivid picture of the fallacy or the folly of people who are wanting to get married. Right? They put pomp and circumstance and expense before that. You know, certainly the cart before the horse, so to speak. So what about that? When you talk about therapy, premarital therapy, and you have someone who says, yeah, Pastor, my wife and I, or my bride-to-be, my husband-to-be, we're thinking about this, we want to do this, what's the lay of the land? I mean, is it 4 visits? Is it 8 visits? Is it a year? What about that, you know, that stretch of time? And also the idea of getting to know each other. You brought that up. People don't know each other. What does premarital do as far as getting people to know each other?
Right. Well, you know, I believe that, you know, when you look at what premarital counseling, you know, should be involved, you know, I think that the number one thing is because marriage is God's institution. So you ought to want to hear what God has to say about it. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, you know, we go to the scripture and we talk about, you know, the biblical foundation for marriage and what God's design for marriage is. And so that's the start right there. And so when people, you know, you get a lot of people that I know I may offend some people now, but I wonder why they just don't go to the justice of the peace and get married. You know, why do they want to get married in the church? Because when you get married in the church, to me, what you're saying is that I'm inviting God in on my wedding and my marriage, and I want to know what God has to say. And so, you know, we look at the biblical foundations for marriage. You know, we look at communication. You know, how do you communicate with one another in marriage? You know, we look at sex in marriage, you know, which is something that, you know, couples, you know, we live in a day where people are shacking up, you know, before they get married. But, you know, it's interesting, even secular studies show that people that live together before they get married, that they have less marital satisfaction, you know, when they do get married. And then even, you know, some of the issues that come up with, you know, living together. And then the fact that God says that, you know, that's not his plan. That's not his program. So, you know, we talk about, you know, that, you know, why you should not live together, you know, before marriage. We talk about in-laws, you know, how do you deal with your in-laws in marriage? We deal with money in marriage. So, you know, we deal with some of the basic things that, you know, couples are want to deal with once they get married. Now, I would say, you know, in our program, you know, I've had somebody come to me and they said, you know, Pastor Glaze, can you marry us 2 weeks from today? And then I give them our premarital program and I say, do you think we can go through this in 2 weeks? Which is, you know, they can. So, we suggest that they go through 4 to 6 months of premarital counseling. And, you know, when they go through it, you know, this is probably about 7 or 8 sessions. And, you know, they are able to get equipped, you know, for, you know, for the marriage. You know, we also have a marriage assessment that we do. It's called Prepare and Enrich, where we, you know, have the couple fill out this assessment, and then it gives them a complete snapshot of their relationship, you know, and it says where they're at, you know, the struggles that they have, and identify, you know, issues so that we can help them as we counsel them through. So, you know, I'm going to say, you know, we recommend 4 to 6 months, you know, of premarital counseling, and, you know, it can take longer than that, but, you know, generally, you know, that's the time limit.
Reverend Bill Glaze is with us, Bethany Baptist Church in Homewood, talking about premarital counseling. Bill, I'm wondering, you know, people listening to the program, maybe people who are getting ready to be married, and they think, well, I heard everything he said, but that doesn't sound like very exciting or really interesting. I don't really think we need this. It's hard to explain to somebody who's never been married the types of, you know, how emergent a lot of those issues become when you are married. I mean, how do you get that across, Bill?
Emergent.
Well, you know, I had a guy, and I use this illustration. I was talking to a guy about premarital counseling, and he had been married for quite a while. And he said, Pastor, he said, my wife and I have been married for 30 some years, and, you know, we didn't get any counseling. And I looked at their relationship, and the only reason that they were still married is because his wife was a loving, kind, patient, godly individual. That's, you know, other than that, you know, I think that they would have, you know, racked it up a long time ago. So I use that illustration to show that here, you know, here's a guy that could have been getting the maximum enjoyment out of his marriage, and he thought everything was all right. But, you know, if you talk to his wife, you know, she might not say anything because she had a nice, quiet, godly spirit. But you could tell that, you know, there was some issues in the marriage. So, I would say that if you want to get the maximum enjoyment out of your marriage, that, you know, to start out with the premarital, and then, you know, that lays a good foundation for you to be able to do all the things that you need to do. And especially in this day, you know, one of the sessions that we have is, you know, and both of you guys have children. And, you know, I know I didn't have a manual on raising children when we got married. And, you know, there was a lot of trial and error. But one of the things that we try to talk about is at least talk through some of your philosophies, your ideas about raising children, so that, you know, you're on the same page and you're not, you know, running off the cuff, you know, as you raise your children. So, you know, that's another thing that we would talk. So I would just say to give your marriage every chance to have the most success and the maximum enjoyment, I think that premarital counseling is a must.
Outstanding. Hey, Bill, Bethany Baptist, are you meeting in person or are you still, you know, doing it remotely?
Well, we started the 1st of May. We came back to in-person meeting. You know, it got started a little bit slow. You know, we have about 350 members, and I would say on an average, you know, a Sunday now, you know, about 50, 55 people have come back. So, you know, it's slow, but, you know, somebody asked me the question, you know, well, why are we starting back? And this was my thing. You got to start somewhere, you know, and you know, it looks like, you know, the numbers are dropping, you know, people are getting vaccinated. So it just seems like to me, the time was right for us to come back. And, you know, again, that hasn't been a sentiment that has been overwhelming in our church because we haven't seen the majority of our people come back yet.
I see. Okay. Just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bill. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the very first cruise ship reaches Venice since the pandemic began. Of course, we know that cruise ship lines were totally shut down during this era. I have never been on a cruise, not really interested in going on one. John feels the same way. So we ask you, would you go on a cruise? Have you in the past?
Well, no, I've never been on a cruise. And, you know, I would say that, you know, some of the horror stories that I saw at the beginning of COVID about cruises, yeah, that would make me a little leery about taking a cruise at this point in time.
Right. Okay. Would there be any advantage, like, would we convince you if John and I decided to take our very first cruise and invited you to be the third person?
No, I don't think that would work because
we need some free cruise counseling.
Yeah. You know, that instead of premarital, right? Pre-cruise counseling.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right.
Although, Bill, I would enjoy being with you shoulder to shoulder at the buffet, my friend.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think the buffets will be opening back up on land, so maybe we can start
okay.
there.
I okay. like that. Very good.
All right. Listen, if we go, I'm posting pictures on social media. Oh, it's the God. Reverend Bill Glaze, Bethany Baptist Church in Homewood. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. You guys have a blessed day.
All right.
You as
See
well.
You soon.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.